Micah chapter 3. One way to teach is to anticipate the listener's questions. Today, in many sites or manuals, we find explanations under the title, Frequently Asked Questions. Micah already knew this technique of education and asks questions that he answers himself. In the New Living Version of this chapter, Micah asks a question that we would hardly expect a prophet to ask. Do you really expect him to answer? After all the evil you have done, in the previous two chapters, he has accused the people. Now he addresses the leader with very harsh words. Then, as now, power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And these rulers who had abused the people, so blind were they that they expected God to answer their requests. In a context of enrichment and abuse of power, their prophet declares that there is another source of power, a healthy power that personifies and dignifies. It is the power of the Spirit of God. I am filled with power, with the Spirit of the Lord. I am filled with justice and strength. Oh, such a power can and must be filled. The power is characterized by the subject of our conversations. For out of the absence of the heart, the mouth speaks. Luke 6:45. Genuine praise to God because he is the source of that power. A deep sense of gratitude because as fallen beings, we do not deserve the power of his presence in our inner being. And instead, abuse that power, the humanity of sincere mutual submission. Ephesians 5:8-21. Far from corrupting us, the power of the Holy Spirit produces in us all that is good, right, and true. Ephesians 5:9. Lord, fill my heart of you. I do not want to live on breadcrumbs that this world offers. I long for your fullness.